Joining us now in studio is Kathy Osterman, the Executive Director of the Northfield Historical Society. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate that. We've got a big event coming up. We had you on. You're in a busy schedule, part of the season now, or part of the year. A lot of things going on. We had you in to talk about some other things a few weeks ago, but it's hops, grapes, and history time already.
I know.
I thought that happened in the spring.
I know. We're kind of waiting for spring, but we're going to hold the event anyway.
The show must go on. This coming Saturday night is Saturday night?
Saturday night at the Grand Event Center.
And it's the annual. It's a fundraiser, but more of that, it's just a lot of fun.
It is.
It's
yeah.
a good event to just get out and attend and bring a few friends along and try some different beverages.
Absolutely. It's definitely more fun with friends, because then you can kind of compare what you're drinking and see what everybody likes and go back for seconds or thirds or fourths.
Well, let's kind of start at the beginning here. Let's go back to the beginning. Hops, grapes, and history. This is, boy, six years you've been doing this now?
Ooh,
I don't
yes.
even know.
Yes, I think so. We've tried different entertainment during the event mm-hmm. previously, and we're down to the good stuff now. We're just focused on the hops, the grapes, and, of course, it's for history. So
for history. There we go. What's the lineup look like as far as the vendors that will be there?
We have Asplund Winery. We have Four Daughters Vineyard and Winery. Giesenbrau Beer Company, and I have not yet, I still don't know how to say that quite right.
I think you're right there, though.
Keepsake, mm-hmm. which is a cidery. We've got Loon Liquors and 10,000 Drops from Faribault, which is also a distillery. And they're not even open yet, so it's a good sneak peek for them.
Yeah, this is a real neat lineup. You know, a number of those I'm already familiar with, and those people who listen to our Saturday morning show on tap with Corey and Ira, they've talked with the Giesenbrau, is that what it is? They're out of New Prague,
mm-hmm. yep.
and real nice guys putting together a pretty good beer, from what I understand. Keepsake, which will be featured on this coming week nice. On the show. Very nice people as well at the cidery. Of course, Loon Liquors, we've been good friends with for a long time. They got new stuff, but I'm really looking forward to the 10,000 Drops as well. That Jake Vistendahl.
Yes.
A Northfielder is one of the owners of that.
Absolutely.
That organization. Do you know what they're bringing yet? Or?
I don't.
It's going to be a mystery.
It is. Which, you know, honestly, if you want that sneak peek, this is a good chance to see it before they get open.
Loon Liquors has won, I just saw on their Facebook page, they've won another award for another concoction
yes.
that they've come
yes.
up with. That is a well-decorated distillery. They make some very interesting, very intricate, and very delicious cocktails.
They absolutely do, and we're lucky to have them.
Yeah, yeah. A couple others. The Asplund Winery, you know, I see their sign going out. I'm trying to think of where it is right now. Maybe it's on Highway 60, kind of in the south. Would that be southeast of here?
I think so,
I'm interested in talking with them. I haven't really talked with them before. Do you know much about them yet?
I don't. I haven't spoken with them or the people from Four Daughters,
mm-hmm.
But we're happy to bring some brand new some wineries on board.
Yeah, they're all within an easy driving distance there and back of the place here. So they're while some of them aren't in Northfield proper, they're all just right around the area. Looks
Absolutely.
Like a great lineup. What else is going on that night?
Well, we've got a lot of games. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a drop raffle. So that means that you can buy some raffle tickets and then drop a chance into whichever raffle prize you want to win. We're going to be having our wine pull, and this year we're going to try and add a beer pull. So mm-hmm. that if you pull out the lucky cork from our bag of corks, that means you get to choose your bottle of wine or your can of beer.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've played that in the past and actually won some stuff in
mm-hmm,
the past.
Mm-hmm.
That's
popular.
It is. It is. It's definitely worth it. And, of course, the proceeds for this all go to just the Historical Society and the different things you do.
Yeah. A lot of it probably for the educational programs mm-hmm. because we do like to support our local kids and give them a chance to kind of see what history is all about. outside of their books.
Yeah.
You know, they have a chance to participate in the junior curator program, summer assistants, and it's just a really good chance for them to get familiar with us, too.
You know, I talked with Earl Weinman the other day, who has been, of course, a teacher at Northfield School District, but he has been involved with publishing books, having his students write books and such, and we're not too far off from another one appearing, from what I understand.
There's one
in the works. Can you give us a little sneak peek? Do you know what it's all going to be about yet, or is that under wraps?
Well, I don't know that it's really under wraps. I know it's been a long time coming, and there are several grades of students that are eagerly awaiting their masterpiece to come out.
All right.
But it's a more adult book, I think, than the Our Story, which was supposed to be more of a textbook. This is more for our general reading public about just additional Northfield topics.
All right. Sounds good. Can't wait to and not too far off. We'll have more on that coming up. I'm sure we'll have Earl on at some time in the spring or over the course of the summer once that gets a little closer to being published and out and about. He'll be joining us. Anything else? Well, first of all, Hops, Grapes, and History, when and where is it going to be? We haven't told people about that other than Saturday sometime.
It is at the Grand Event Center, and it starts at 7:30. I know the sign outside says 7, but it is 7:30 to 9:30 this year. We kind of wanted to make it a little bit later.
Okay, 7:30 to 9:30, just stop on in, have some wonderful adult beverages, do some fun games, and see your friends and neighbors. It's a great time. I'd highly recommend that. Kathy, anything else?
Can I just give a shout-out to my great sponsors?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Northfield Lions, Grand Event Center, Vistendahl Moorish, Dorothy and Hahn, DMW Financial, Aldrich Technology, and Just Food are our great sponsors.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's a great event, folks. Put that on your calendar. Do you get tickets in advance? Do you do it at the door? Or?
You can do both, but if you want to save yourself a little money, you want to get them before Saturday.
And that would be at the, can you just walk into the Historical Society?
You sure can, or you can get them on Eventbrite.
Oh, okay. Easy enough. All right. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us, and have yourself a fun Saturday night. We'll see you then.
Great. Thank you, Jeff.
Kathy Osterman, once again, Hops, Grapes, and History is coming up at the Northfield Ball, or excuse me, North Grand Event Center in Northfield. There we have it, this coming Saturday. Jeff getting out of here. Hope you all have a very good day. Stay tuned. The Wayne Eddy Affair is coming up next. Wayne's on from 9 to 11. Here's news with Westwood One.